Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Song. Top five songs for this week in 2005, starting with Adam Levine and Maroon 5, She'll Be Loved. This is good, Richie. Crank it up. Number five. Romantic song.
Stars of the show Empire,
yeah,
was tweeting out during the Super Bowl and thought that Coldplay was Maroon 5, and he said that Maroon 5 was really great.
Really?
Ah.
Good for him.
To which Adam Levine replied on Twitter, dude, it wasn't us, but thank you.
Right, dude. All right, let's move to the number four slot. This week in 2005 belonged in part to Martina McBride in My Daughter's Eyes.
I am a hero.
Isn't that amazing?
I am strong and wise.
Stories people can come up with and base them on eight notes. Stories, you know, thousands of new songs every week.
She was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be.
Martina McBride, well-known country artist, crossing over into the pop field. Number four this week, 2005 is the year. Keith Urban, another country, yeah. Number three, He'll Think of Me.
In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you think of me, you think of me.
One of the lead singer, guitar player, and writers from one of my favorite bands, Better Than Ezra.
Yeah, it's good.
In the last several years, moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
So that he could concentrate on writing songs for, and that's where it's at right now. I mean, you look at this crossover between Martina McBride and Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are the money, once you're kind of 45 and not a pop artist anymore,
yeah,
is just going to Nashville and writing songs for other bands.
You know, I was listening, I was up at a farm ranch in Palm Springs when Meredith and I went there a couple of weeks ago, and outside for the animals' benefit, the fellow that ran the farm was playing a Pandora country music, a traditional old country music station, if that's what they call it on Pandora. And it was terrific.
Good stuff. Man,
oh my God! I just that music for me hits it much more than the current pop. It's pop country. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So number three, Keith Urban, proving my position there. Kelly Clarkson in the number two slot. This week, 2005, the focus. Top five songs. Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway. She's very talented. She the first winner, wasn't she, in American Idol?
She was.
Yeah, look what she's done with her career. Opened up some great doors for her. But she made it work, Dreamy. You got to have it.
Nope, she's definitely made it work.
Yeah, you got to make it work.
Stood on her own.
You take it and then you run with it. All right, I like this one. This is a big. This one in Maroon 5 are my two favorites this week in 2005. Number one, Los Lonely Boys.
What year was this?
Nah, it's 2005. Number one this
goodness.
Week. Yeah, I know.
Sitting outside my friend Kim's funeral. She had just passed away and we just buried her. And I was sitting outside the funeral listening to this song, How Far to Heaven.
Pretty far. When you get right down to it, it blows your mind.
11 years ago.
Synchronicity.
Yep.
All right, crank it up, Richie. Los Lonely Boys, number one this week, 2005.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever noticed that successful people tend to succeed again and again? while others fail over and over? What's the difference?
The Dean of Personal Development, Earl Nightingale, has the answer. The difference is goals.
So try this. Set an activity goal for the week ahead. It should be meaningful and something you will commit to doing.
Let's say you want to get fit and know you need to exercise. Commit to going for a walk 2 times this week.
Then do it for 4 weeks. Then it will be a habit.
After that, you can up the ante, walk longer, faster, or more frequently. But the two keys are to get started and make it a habit.
Goal setting and getting is a habit that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Finding a helmet with that perfect fit can be a total crapshoot. Nothing is more annoying than a poorly fitted skid lid. Stay tuned to find out about digital imaging fitment.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The Bell Helmet Company just turned 60. They know a lot about how motorcycle helmets can be made safer with cutting-edge fitment. Bell has invented a new process which scans a rider's head for dimension data fed back into software to create the perfect helmet fit. This service will add about $300 to the cost of a $600 brain bucket. But if you can find Bell at a motorcycle rally-based demo area, you may be able to talk him into scanning your melon for free. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.